Emmanuel Sanders is still day-to-day. His right high ankle sprain is still really sore. So we'll see on him. Cody Latimore with a left thigh bruise, same thing there, really sore. Those guys did not travel to the football game. A new injury from the game is Zach Kerr. He's got a right ankle sprain. Hopefully he can start working in about Thursday or Friday. Other than that, questions?
What's your quarterback situation for this game?
The plan is to play Paxton. You know, that was kind of the plan last week, if he was healthy enough to play. So this week, that's the plan, to play Paxton.
Is the plan to start Brock and play Paxton?
No, the plan is to start Paxton. Absolutely, this week.
I'm just making sure, is there some question in your mind about
About Paxton?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, he wasn't quite ready last week, so hopefully he's ready to go this week. So that's the plan, to start Paxton this week.
Why is the plan to start Paxton?
Well, we want to see him play. Obviously, that's been a goal the last couple of weeks, and we haven't, you know, that hadn't happened. You know, so we want to see him play live bullets in a football game.
Is that more important than winning the game?
Is that more important? I would say not, but you know, our first goal is to win a football game, obviously. But again, with it being a quarterback issue going into the off season, we want to see him play to see what his player is. You know, and obviously winning the game is always our first priority. So, you know, not saying if he's playing, we can't win. You know, so, I mean, he's going to be our quarterback. We expect to win.
Would you say he needs to show confidence in the ankle because he was deemed healthy?
Right.
And secondly, is it perhaps a little misleading if the Chiefs play all their twos, or does that matter?
No, we don't care about the Chiefs as far as who they play. It's more about our football team winning the football game on Sunday and having a chance to see our young quarterback play.
How do you think Brock played this year?
Brock, in my opinion, he was very solid. He made good decisions as far as putting us in good plays all year. I tell you what, I was really, really happy with his ball placement most of the year. You know, but again, you know, when offense doesn't go, it's not on one person. It's protections, it's different things, it's drops, or it's receivers. So, you know, when he didn't play well, it wasn't just on him, it was on the whole group.
Vince, when Paxton didn't play last week, was that his decision, or was it the medical personnel that said
it was my decision as far as him not being ready to play as a starter last week. It was mine.
Because you said you really want Paxton to lose his legs when he's out there. Do you expect the offense to be designed to look very different in order for him to use it?
Well, anytime he's playing, you know, we incorporate some different running schemes, you know, for the quarterback, and some different movement plays for the quarterback. So obviously, that's one of his best attributes, his legs. So we always use that part, you know, of his game to have success with the offense.
Do you view this as kind of a final tryout of sorts for him to the offseason?
I do not. You know, we simply want to see this guy play. I mean, he's had one start this year where he played two and a half, almost three quarters. You know, so we want to see him play. You know, I mean, he hadn't played much, you know, as a Bronco. And I mean, it's simple, guys. We want to see him play. Very simple.
Looking back at Sunday, did you see anything you liked when you went back and watched the film?
Yeah, that football game was really a tale of two halves. In the first half, we were in control of the football game. You know, it's a 3-3 game with 4 minutes to go in the second in the first half, and we have a fumble which led to a touchdown. Now it's 10-3. We have an interception, which we stopped them and got back on the field offensively. We had a good drive going and obviously had the issue with McKenzie not going out of bounds for us to give us, three more points. It could have been a 10-6 half, which is different than a 10-3 half. It's a one-score game versus a two. So second half, it wasn't good for us. We gave up two explosive passes on defense. Offensively, we had four sacks, and we were two of six or seven on third down. So that wasn't winning football in the second half. First half, okay. Second half, not so much.
McKenzie's mental errors, how much confidence do you have in maybe his ability to erase those as he develops as a player?
Well, he has to. You know, I mean, he's a young player. He's had some issues, you know, playing, but he's not the first rookie to have issues. You know, we've got to obviously coach him better and help him through those things. But as a talent, he's what we want. But he's a young talent, and he needs time to work through his issues on the field.
So
Is there a chance he might return punts this week?
Is it a chance? Probably not. Jordan's done a hell of a job for us, and you know it's been 3 weeks now where Jordan's been pretty flawless doing that job. So that's Jordan's job. He's earned that.
Last year there were the fewest 1,000-yard rushers since 1991, and there's not a lot kind of in that zone this year.
Right.
How important of a mark do you think that is? I mean, it seems harder to get now.
Yeah.
Harder to get
these days. Think it's important, you know, for our football team, especially with the work that CJ's put in the offseason, coming in great shape and staying healthy for, you know, for the full season for the first time, you know, in his career. You know, obviously winning's our first priority, but you know, any personal milestone like that, I think it's important for the player and for the football team. You know, our running game's been good, you know, for the most of the year, even Sunday. To rush for 159, that's huge in an NFL game. So I think it's huge for CJ to accomplish that Sunday.
What's the message to the team this final week?
The message is, you know, it's what it's been the last month. You know, let's be pros. You know, let's come to work, let's work hard, and you know, put our best foot forward on Sunday. It's very simple. It's a football game that we have to win.
Being able to balance your ability to run the ball when you want to, in a lot of cases, the protection issues,
right,
breakdown, is that a player issue, a scheme issue? What do you have going on?
You know, it's a number of things. You know, our running game's been great, you know, but on third downs, you know, third and seven, you can't run the ball. We ran for three, I think, Sunday third downs, two, and I think three. So that's a good thing. But protection comes in all shades. It can be players. It can be quarterback holding the ball too long. It can be receivers covered, you know. So those things happen all the time. So I would say it's lots of things that goes into protection's not being strong.
BJ, there was a moment, and I don't know if you saw the highlight or not, where Brock is yelling on the sideline trying to get everybody's attention.
I've heard about it.
You've heard? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your reaction is, because more or less the commentary is, look, he's trying to get guys going.
Sure.
And nobody's responding to him. I'm
right.
curious what you think.
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. But, you know, that's Brock. And one thing about Brock, guys, I mean, he provides a leadership quality that, you know, we hadn't had on offense, you know, from that position, in my opinion. Okay, so if Brock's doing that, it's for the good of our football team. So I'm not surprised it happened, and I'm encouraged by it, because we need more of that. We need more players pushing players. We need more players helping our young guys become pros. You know, so I'm not opposed to that at all. That's a good thing, in my opinion. Now, you know, who was listening? I'm not sure. I didn't see it, but we need guys pushing other players, and that's the quarterback's role. You know, so I am not opposed to Brock doing that.
Would you want the rest of the players to be more engaged with Brock? I know you've got a problem with Brock.
Right. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. So I don't know who was engaged, who wasn't engaged. But I know I've watched Brock prepare all week, and you know, that's who he is all week. I mean, he pushes guys, push guys to get it right. So, again, I didn't see it, but, you know, I encourage Brock to lead.
Would you go back and want to look at it to see if the teammates weren't engaged and then kind of address them like, hey, what, you know, why were you ignoring quarterback?
No need at all.
Outside of that, do you feel like leadership has been where you wanted it to be this season on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball?
We've got some good leaders. Okay, you can always have more.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Yeah, just the decision to sit Jamal and go with D'Angelo. Mm-hmm. Kind of similar at the quarterback position.
Absolutely. A good young player who had a hell of a preseason. Just want to give him a chance to play. Very simple.
Is there a thought?